Today's daf is Yuma daf Samach Aleph. We left off on the very bottom of daf Samach Amid Beis. We were discussing doing the avodos out of order because the Mishnah had said that the Seder HaAvodah is called the Seder HaAvodah for a reason. It has to be done specifically in order. Anything that's done out of order is not going to be valid. So we're going to finish up that discussion at the beginning of today's daf, and then we're going to talk about which parts of the avodah are mechaper for what, are mechaper for which averus in particular. We're going to have a machlokas also where to start from if the dam hapar vahasayir spills out and the source for each opinion. That was a machlokas we had in our Mishnah. The Brice is just going to elaborate on each opinion in the Mishnah. It's going to spell out what each one holds and show us the source for each of the shitos in the Mishnah. What do you do if the dam spills in the middle? Obviously you shecht another par, another sayir, but the question is where do you then pick up with the hazaos of the dam? The Gemara is then going to discuss if that same machlokas applies when oil spills during the Taras HaMetzora, just like we do Azos Hadam by Karbanos, by Taras HaMetzora, we do various things with oil, sprinkling the oil, placing the oil in different parts of the Metzora's body. So what if it spills, the oil spills out in the middle, where do we pick up again when we start placing the new oil, when we start with the new oil? The Gemara is then going to give the reason that the Matanos Shabarosh Metzora are not Ma'akev, but we're going to assume that those final Matanos of the oil on the head of the Metzora are not Ma'akev. On Amud Beis, there's going to be Machlokas HaMorayim, whether the Tanakama are all in agreement or argue about what to do if an Asher Metzora is Shechted Shalol Lishma. Does everybody agree? Ein lo takana, there's nothing you could do. You lose. There's no other. You can't bring a substitute Asher Metzora. Or maybe that's the subject of our same Machlokas Tanaim. And that's going to lead us into a discussion when a Tana uses the word tsarich, that you need to do something. Does tsarich mean you need to do something and something can be done necessarily? Or can tsarich might even mean ein lo takana? You need to do something, but you can't do anything about it, so you lose, so you're stuck. Sometimes maybe the word tsarich means that. Then the Gemara is going to discuss if two Kohanim do, the Gemara teaches that two Kohanim have to do Kabbalah Sadam of the Asham Mitzorah. One of them catches the Dam Bekli, one of them catches the Dam Biyad, and then it goes back to the discussion of our mission of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. We leave the world of Mitzorah at the very end and go back to the discussion of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, where we have to bring multiple Parim U'Se'irim because of blood that's spilled, and we discuss the status of all of these different animals that we brought as the Parim and as the sire of Yom Kippur. So let's pick up again. We left off Tanan, I believe, three lines from the bottom of the page. We may have gotten further, but we'll start from there. Tanan, im ad shelo gamar matanos shebefnim nishpach hadam. If you have not yet completed the matanos shebefnim, the dam spills out. Yavi dam acher v'yachzer v'yazeh b'tchila. So you bring new dam, and again you start again mibefnim. You start again from the beginning of the sprinkles mibefnim. But v'emisa yachzer v'yachbon mibayle. But if the chiddush that we said yesterday, that Rabbi Chanina said yesterday, is correct, that when you do the chafinas haktaris before the shechita of the par, lo asav lo klom, it's worthless. So therefore, if the dam spilled out, you need to do a new shechita sapar, so it will turn out that the chafinas haktaris that you had done is now going to be worthless, now going to be invalidated. So we should have to do a new chafinas haktaris, says Gemara b'ktaris lo kamari. We're not talking about ktaris related issues. But in a chinami, maybe you would have to do a new chafinas haktaris. Amar Ula, another issue about Seder, Seir Sheshachtu Kodem Matan Damo Shel Par, Loas of Lo Klum. If you Shech the Seir before you do the original Matan Dam of the Par, because if you remember the way the Seder Avoda was, that you Shech the Par, you take the Dam, you go Lefnai V'Lefnim, you come out with the rest of the Dam of Par, and you put the Dam on the stand, on that little stand that they're in the Echel, and then you do the Shechitas HaSeir. So what if you reverse the order, you did the Shechitas HaSeir before ever going lefnai lefnim with the dam? So says Ula lo asav lo klum, it's worthless, it's out of order, and therefore one has not fulfilled the mitzvah. You didn't. It's a completely invalid shechitas hasa'ir. So the Achronim just raised the question, of course, meaning he's just repeating what we have said 1,000 times already. We said in the Mishnah yesterday that Seder Avoda has to be b'seder, it has to be kiseder, it has to be in order, and we've given a bunch of examples. So what's Ula being mechadish with his example? He gives another another, he just points out something that I already said, Beferish in the Mishnayos, what the proper order is. So in this, the Acharim are bothered by this kasha, and the Sefer Siach Yitzchak, he suggests that Ulz Mechadesh, that not only is this true according to the Rabbanan, the laws of Loklum, but even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Seder only matters when we're dealing with Pnim and Bigdei Lavan, still laws of Loklum. The Rabbeinu Chananel has a girsa that says Beferish, Kiman, Delok Rabbi Yehuda, that this is against Rabbi Yehuda, then in Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa, the Gemara says, Nah, Afilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda, Tzorech Pnimhu, that this is called a Tzorech Pnim, the Shechita Sasayir, even though it's not done Bifnim, it's a Tzorech Pnim. So that might be the Chiddush of Ulam, that even the Shechitas Rabbi Yehuda, that only things in Big Day Lavan and Lefnim need to be done Kesei there, this would qualify as something that's done Bifnim, because it's a Tzorech Pnim, much like we said yesterday with the Chafinas HaKetores. In the Sefer Chonein Deya, he says different. He says, no, the Chiddush of Ula is that you shouldn't say that Shechita is not called an Avoda, and therefore if you do it Shalok HaSeder, it's not going to be possible. Kamash Mlan, that Shechita is an Avoda, that it's an Avoda on, specifically the Shechita, the Sayer, on Yom Kippur is a real Avoda, and therefore is possible bizarre. It has to be done Dafka by the Kohen Gadol. So it is a real Avoda. Maybe that's the Chiddush of Ula. Okay, so says the Gemara, Tanan, Hiktim Damasar L'Damapar, Yachzer V'Yazami Damasar Achar Damapar. So the Mishnah had said that if a person, if the Kohen Gadol does the avodos of the damasar before the damapar, so he has to do the damasar again now after the damapar. But v'imisa, but if Ula is correct, yachzor v'yishchot mi ba'ilei, you should have to shecht again, because doing the damasar before the damapar means that you have shechted the damasar before the damapar also, and that shechita therefore should be invalid, so you should have to shecht the sayer again. So says the Gemara, tirgama Ula v'matanu shebehechal, v'chenam Rav Yafes v'matanu shebehechal. Who said we're talking about the matanu when the Mishnah said that you're makdim the damasar the damapar? Who said it meant that you're makdim the damasar to the damapar lefnei v'lefnim? Ein achinami, if you do before the damapar lefnei v'lefnim, you already have damasar because you already shechted the sar. Ein achinami, you would need to shecht again. Maybe we're talking about the matanos shebeichal. We're talking about the matanos by the parochas when the sar is already supposed to have been shechted. And on that level, we say if you do the damasar before the damapar, you need to reverse the order. But then you wouldn't require a new shechita because there's nothing wrong with the shechita. Period. So the Mishnah had said that there are three different stages of the Avodos Hadam. There's the Lefnai V'Lefnim stage, where you take both Damapar and Damasar and sprinkle it Achas Malav Sheva Lamata. There's the Parocha stage, which is in the Heichal, that toward the Parocha Achas Malav Sheva Lamata. And then there's the Mizbeach stage. And each one is independent. We had a Machlokas in the Mishnah, where Tanakama said that if the Dam spills out in middle of any of those stages, you shecht a new animal, and you go back to the beginning of that stage. You don't have to go back to the Lefnai V'Lefnim. You go back to the beginning of that stage. And then Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon said, no, you don't go back to the beginning of that stage. You go back to exactly where you left off. That was Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon said, Mimakom Shapasak. You go back to exactly where you left off. So says the Gemara Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. Braisa is going to Darshan word by word of a Pasuk that says, V'chiper is Mikdash HaKodesh Ves Ovel Moed Ves Mizbeach Yichaper V'alakwan V'alkol Amakol Yichaper. So it's going to tell me about kapara and which parts of the avoda are mechaper for what. So Tanu Rabbanan, v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh ze lefnai v'lefnim. That refers to lefnai v'lefnim, meaning that blood is mechaper for any tumah that may have happened lefnai v'lefnim. If a person goes lefnai v'lefnim b'tumah and he didn't know about it, so if he knew about it, so he's got to bring a carbon of the yard. But if he doesn't know about it, so this will be mechaper for him until he realizes, and he then brings an olav yoreid, and that will cover him then. But in the interim, he needs to be covered by some sort of kapara. So that's lefnai v'lefnim. Olav moed zehechal. Olav moed is a reference to any tumah that happens in the hechal. Mizbeach Kimashma'o, Mizbeach is a reference to any tumma that happens to a person in the Mizbeach. While he's by the Mizbeach and he waits there, Kadeish Tachavaya, that's the shear of the amount of time for someone who's tummy in the Azara to be punishable. So he needs a kapara for that. Yechaper Elu Azaros. Yechaper is a reference to tumma in the Azaros. Hakohanim Kimashma'an. So Hakohanim refers to specifically the Kohanim, that's their kapara. Im hakahal elu Yisrael. Im hakahal refers to everybody else. Yichaper elu alevim refers to the levim. Hushvu kulon the kapara achas. She kulon mischaper mesir mishalech b'shar averus of Rabbi Yehuda. They all have the same kapara from the same animal, and all of them get a kapara with the sir mishalech. Meaning, the way Rabbi Yehuda understands it is that last yichaper that it says. The Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim have to be equal in, because when we talk about Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, we just went through the whole pasuk where we don't equate them. The par is mechaper for the Kohanim, the Sayer and Asa Bifnim is mechaper for the Yisrael. So it wouldn't be Hushvu. What's the Hushvu? Hushvu is about the Sir Mishtaleach. By the Sir Mishtaleach, the kapara is equal for all of Klal Yisrael for Shara Verus, not about Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. Shara Verus is covered with the Sir Mishtaleach for all of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Kishem Shadam Asir Anasa Bifnim, Mechaper al Yisrael, Betumas Mikdash Ukdashav, Kach Dam Apar, Mechaper al Kohanim, Betumas Mikdash Ukdashav. Just like the Dam Asir, Anasa Bifnim is Mechaper for Klal Yisrael, for all Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav type of violations, for any Tuma Mikdash related, so to the Dam Hapar is Mechaper for any Tuma mikdash related tumos for Kohanim. Ukeshem shevidu shlosim mishtalech mechaper al Yisrael b'shar averos, and therefore, just like the sir mishtalech is mechaper for Yisraelim for the shar averos, for other non tumas mikdash related averos. Kach vidui shel par mechaper al kohanim b'shar averos. So too, it's the vidui of the par that's mechaper for the kohanim on shar averos. It's not the sir mishtalech that's mechaper for kohanim and shar averos. It's the vidui of the par that's mechaper for kohanim and shar averos. That's what the machlok is about. Rabbi Shimon is not about tumas mikdash kedoshav. Machlok Rabbi Shimon is about shar averos, that Rabbi Yehuda held shar averos is covered by the Sir Mishlech for everybody, Kohen and Yisrael alike, Hushvu Kulan, they're all the same. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, the Dam Apar is what's Mechaper, the Vidui of the Par, rather, is what's Mechaper for Kohanim, whereas the Vidui of the Sir Mishlech is Mechaper for Yisraelim. So it sounds like Rabbi Shimon only argues on Rabbi Yehuda about who is mischaper with the vidui of the par. But it does not sound like there's any machlokas about the nusach havidui that we say on the par. If you look in the nusach havidui we had about 20 blad ago on the Memalf and Beis, sounds like Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the nusach of the vidui. But it is a little bit difficult. Rav Salvejik points out in his shiurim on the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Kohanim are mischaper with Shara Veros, like regular Yisraelim with the Sir Mishtalech, and only with the Sir Mishtalech, and not with the Par, and the Par Achatas is only for Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav, it's not for any of the other Averos. So why is the nusach of the vidui Par similar to the Seir? It even includes the Pasuk. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Mikol Chatosechem at all. It's only Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav. Mikol Chatosechem is for the Sir Mishtalech and only the Sir Mishtalech, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's great. The Vidoy is perfect. The Mikol Chatosechem for Kohanim, the vidui par is mikol chatosechem. It is supposed to be mikol chatosechem, but it doesn't work out so well according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why we have such a vidui? So Rav Salvechik suggested in the name of his father, in the name of Ramesh Salvechik, that all karbonos that are born in Yom Kippurim have a double kapara. There's tzvei dinim in the kapara of every karbon in Yom Kippur. Number one, there's the specific kapara that's misyaches to a specific avera for that particular karban, that each karban has an avera that it addresses, that it is supposed to be mechaper for. But then there's an additional level of kapara, a broader level of kapara, that any part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is part of a ma'areches, is part of a whole process called Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And that avoda b'chloloseha, in general, the whole process of avoda is its own separate kapara me'alu me'ever of any particular kapara that you're going to have from any particular karban. So that's why we say that yechapra alechem is for shara veros, meaning the avodas hayom in general, including the par, is mechapra alechem. That level of kapari is still alive. And he has rayas to this idea from the Akhtaris HaKhtaris on Yom HaKippurim. He was bothered by what's the Khtaris, which is a carbon kshalatzmo, what's the connection to kapara? If you can say, like the Gemara says, Memdal Raman Aleph, that it's mechapar on Lashon Hara, Yavo Dover Shabachashai, Vichapar al Maisa Chashai, he says, Hare Barish Shalom Medubar Bekapar Kavua, Uba Hagdaras HaKhtaris, Kemi Uedas Lamatara Zu. Is that really what the Khtaris is designated for? That's the entire purpose of the Ketores. So how does it get into the Avodas Hayom of Yom HaKippurim? It's Mechapar on Lashon Hara. So how does that in particular? So he says, no, the point is that the Ketores is not only a Mechapar for a particular Avera. It's also part of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and therefore it's Mechapar as part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So he says, that's why the Nusach of the Vidoy on the Par would make sense no matter which Tana you hold like. So that's one approach that he quotes from his father. He has another approach that he mentions himself, but let's leave it at that. So says the Gemara further. Now Tanur Rabban, we have another brisa. V'chila mechaperes hakodesh. The pasuk says that v'chila mechaperes hakodesh v'sol moed v'samizbeach v'ikr v'sasir achai. So v'chila mechaperes hakodesh zelefnei v'lefnim. That refers to lefnei v'lefnim. Ol moed zehechol mizbeach kimashma'o. Meaning we're going through the three different stages of kapara that's achieved with the dam. We outlined them all in the Mishnah, and we've been talking about it for a while already. The sprinkling of the dam, lefnai v'lefnim, again in the heichal across from the parochas, and then again by the mizbeach. So melamed shekulin kapara kapara b'fnei atzman. The fact that there are three different phrases in the pasuk to teach me about each of these kaparos tells me that each of them are an independent stage in the avoda, and they each achieve their own kapara. Mikan amru, and that's why nasan mixas matan shabifnim nishmach adam yavid amachar v'yaskel b'tchil matan shabifnim. If the kohen gadol was doing the matanus l'fnei v'lefnim, and then the dam spills out in the middle, so he's got to shecht a new animal and do the matanos for the night of him again from the beginning. Rabbi Lazar B'Shimon Amrin Maskel Makom Shpasuk. Rabbi Lazar B'Shimon say, no, he just picks up from where he left off. If he had done achas lemaila and two lemata, so he does five more lemata with the new blood. Gamar samatanos shabefnim nishpach adam yavid amachar v'yaskel b'tchila b'matanos shabeheichal. What if the dam spills out in the middle of the matanos shabeheichal after he's already finished all the matanos shabefnim? So then even the Tanakhama would say, when you shecht a new animal, you get new dam, you only start again from the beginning of the matanos shabeheichal, because it's a separate independent avoda. Nasan mixas matanos shabeheichal v'nishpach adam. If you're partially in the middle, if you're already in the middle of the matanos shabeheichal and the blood spills out, so the Tanakhama will say, start again from the beginning of the Matanu Shebehechal. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Amrei Namaskal Makom Shapasak. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon would disagree. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon would say, start again from exactly where you left off. So again, if in the Matanu Shebehechal you already had done Achas Lamaila but nothing Lamata, start again with Sheva Lamata but not from the Achas Lamaila. Gomer Matanu Shebehechal V'Nishpach Adam. Let's say you finished all the Matanu Shebehechal and then the dam spills out, so Tanakam will say Yavida Machar V'Yaskel, or everybody would say Yavida Machar V'Yaskel B'Tchila Matanu Shemizbeach. Bring new dam and start with the Matanu Shemizbeach. You already took care of your Lefnai V'Lefnim. You already took care of your Heichel sprinklings. Now do the Mizbeach sprinklings. That's where you're up to, because it's an independent kapara. Nasan Miktsas Matanu Shemizbeach V'Nishbach Adam. What if you have done some of the Matanu on the Mizbeach and then the dam spills out? Yavida Machar V'Yaskel B'Tchila B'Matanu. So bring new dam and start again. Start again from the matanos of the mizbeach. Because again, Tanakhama holds you go with each of the three sections, and you always go back to the beginning of that section. No, you start from exactly where you left off, not the beginning of that section, but exactly the matana that you were up to. Gomer matanos of the mizbech v'nishpach hadam divrei akol lo ma'akvi. If the matanos of the mizbech are finished and the dam gets spilled out, everyone would agree that whatever you do with the dam afterwards, namely the shvichas shirayim, is not ma'akev. Everybody agrees not ma'akev. It's funny that we use the terminology divrei akol, that everybody agrees not ma'akev, because daf samach amud beis we had a whole machlokas whether shvichas shirayim is ma'akev or not. We learned that it was machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva whether shvichas shirayim is ma'akev or shvichas shirayim is not ma'akev. So we hear divrei akol doesn't literally mean divrei akol. It's this is a brisa, so it means every previous shita mentioned in this brisa would hold shirayim is not ma'akev. So it means the Tanakama, Rabbi Lozer, and Rabbi Shimon would all hold Shvicha Shiraim is not Ma'akev. But in a chinami, there is such a Tana that exists that holds Shvicha Shiraim is Ma'akev. So basically, the Machlokas, this whole Brisa just elaborated and said it in many, many more words than the Mishnah said it, but all it said is exactly what the Mishnah said, that there are three distinct stages in the Avoda. If Dam spills out in the middle of a given stage, everyone agrees you don't have to go back to the previous stage. The Machlokas is, do you have to go back to the beginning of that stage, or do you just pick up from where you left off? So says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishneh Mikra Echadarshu. You should know that the Tanakhama on the one hand and Rav Lazar Rabbi Shimon on the other hand both darshan from the same pasuk. They derive their halachos from the same pasuk. Pasuk says Midam Chatas Hakipurim Achas Bashana. So what's the achas about? Rameir Savar Chatas Achas Amarti Lach V'lo Shtei Chatos, that each section of Avoda needs one korban that represents that section of the Avoda. So if you were in the middle of the Hazaos and the Heichal and then the Dam spilled out, you cannot just pick up where you left off, because then it will be two different korbanos that are doing the Hazaos and the Heichal. No, you got to start from the Hazaos and the Heichal again, because it needs to be one korban for each section of the Hazaos. Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon Savri, Chitoy Echad Amarti Lach V'lo Shnei Chituyin, that you need one sprinkling, that you cannot repeat any sprinklings, and that's why you always go back to exactly where you left off. That's Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon's opinion. Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Li Chalak Rabbi Yaakov Belugin. Once we discuss this with regard to the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, so the Gemara says, can we apply any of these principles, any of these discussions, to the application of the oil on a mitzora? So by the Taras HaMitzora. So Rebbe says, Li Chalak Rabbi Yaakov Belugin. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Li Nasan Rabbi Yaakov Chilik Belug Shemen Shalom Mitzara shelo hushvu lematan damim shel Yom Kippurim v'shanali lo nechluku Rameir v'Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon ba'avodas hachalukos bo sheva azol shebefnim matan bahonos, that we don't have the same machlokas by the oil of the mitzora, where you have to do the sprinkling of the oil befnim and then you do matan bahonos, where you place the oil on his right ear and his right thumb and his right toe, where you do his right big toe, where we do all these things with the mitzora. Delo amrin on Mimakum Shapasak Misham Hu Maskil. By the Mitzora, everyone would agree that to the Tanakama, everyone would agree that you don't start again from if the oil spills, that you don't just start again from where you left off. It has to all come from one log of oil. Where do we have a machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon? That's by Avodas Yom HaKippurim, that it could be that you're not letter the Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon would hold chito yachad, you're not allowed to repeat any of the sprinklings. But by the log of the of Shemen for the Mitzara, you are allowed to repeat. Adrabi, you have to. It all has to come from the same log of oil. If it spills out, you got to repeat the whole thing over again. So that machlokas is not applicable to mitzora, says Rebbe. So says the Gemara, really it's not? Below Vatani, we have a brisa that says beferish that the same machlokas does apply. Brisa says nasan mixas matanos shebefnim v'nishba chalog. So let's say you've done some of the matanos shebefnim and then the log of oil spills out. Yavi log achar v'yaskel b'tchilu matanos shebehechal. So you start again. Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Shimon omrim mimakom shepasuk u'maskel. And Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon disagree. They say, no, don't start again. Pick up from exactly where you left off. What if you finish the matanos of the oil in the heichal and then it spills out? Start now from where you left off to do the matanos of the oil on the mitzvah himself, on the bahonos. And what if you're in the middle of the matanos of the oil on the bahonos and then the log spills out? Tanakama will say, start again from that stage. I mean, you don't go all the way back to the beginning of sprinkling in the heichal, but go back to that stage of the matan bahonos. And Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon disagree, and they say, no, pick it up from exactly where you left off. But if you already finished the matanos shebabonos, everyone would agree that what we do with all the leftover oil, which by a mitzvah is we just pour it on his head. So we do sprinkling in the heichal, then we do matan bahonos on the ear and the finger and the toe, and then we take whatever oil is left, we pour it on his head. So that's like the shvicha shirayim. Everyone would agree that that part is not ma'akev. But the bottom line is, you do see that this machlokas between the Tanakhama versus Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon very clearly transfers over in this brisa to mitzora. So says Gemara, ema li shana Rabbi Yaakov Belugin. Yeah, we have to change the Rebbe's original statement. It was not li chalak Rabbi chilek Rabbi Yaakov Belugin, but it was li shana Rabbi Yaakov Belugin, namely that Rabbi Yaakov taught that the same machlokas in fact does apply by mitzora, so he's just simply applying that same machlokas as the brisa expresses it. Amar Mar, so we had mentioned in this brisa, once we're talking about mitzora, we talk a little more about mitzora. Matanos harosh ein ma'akvo. So we said that certainly the pouring the oil over the head of the mitzora is not ma'akev. My time, why isn't it ma'akev? If it's because when we refer to the pouring of the oil, we call it hanosar min hashemen, which makes it sound like it's shirayim. So just like shvicha shirayim is not ma'akev by the avodas yom kippurim, what we do with the nosar hashemen should not be ma'akev. If that's it, elameata vanosaris min hamincha hachinami d'lo ma'akvi. So you want to tell me by a karb mincha after you do the kmitza, whatever is left over is also not ma'akev? We know that that's not true. The Gemara at the beginning, Menachos tells us that if the shirayim of the Karban Mincha, the shirayim is whatever part was not the kmitza. When you take the kmitza, you take those three fingers full, whatever's left in that kli, that if it becomes chaser before you ever maktir the kmitza, so then it's no good. Then you can't be maktir that kometz for that karban. So don't tell me that anything that's called nosar is never going to be ma'akev. The shirayim of karban mincha is also called nosar, and that's ma'akev. So that can't be the word nosar that gives it away, that the pouring of the oil on the head is not ma'akev, the head of the mitzvah is not ma'akev. So answers Gemara, shiny hasim d'chsiv umi yeser v'hanosar. Pasuk says umi yeser Hashem and Hashal kapo yitein hakoyin al tenuchos and etc. That so since it says umi yeser by the matan bahono, so that's where it's referred to as just nosar. That's the parallel to Karban Mincha. Then vehanosar, a leftover of the leftover, so that's already shirayim. When we talk about a leftover of the leftover, that has the status of the shirayim, where you would where certainly it would not be ma'akev. That's why it's not the pouring the oil in the head is not ma'akev. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asha Mitzora. So again, we're still in the topic of mitzvah right now. So if the person has if you have a mitzvah, it has to bring a carbon asham as part of his tire process. Let's say asham mitzvah sheshachtu shelo l'shmo. Yeshachtu asham mitzvah shelo l'shmo. Yeshachtu l'shem, another carbon. Yeshachtu, as Rashi says, l'shem ola or l'shem shlamim. Now generally the rule is, the first mission Zvachim tells us, that all Zvachim that are shechtu shelo l'shman are kosher as carbonos, but they're lo alu l'baylim l'shem chova. They don't help the owner fulfill the requirement that he had of bringing that particular carbon. So an asham mitzvah is shechtu shelo l'shmo. So you would imagine is a good carbon, but the mitzvah still needs a carbon asham. So banu l'machlokas Rameir v'Elaz Rabbi Shimon. This is subject to the same machlokas. How so? Rameir da amar yavi achar v'yaskel b'tchila hachinami yavi achar v'yishchot. Rameir kept on saying, bring another one and go back to the beginning of that stage of avoda. We'd say, bring another one and start again and shechtu new carbon asham. Well, Rabbi Shimon Amrim Mimakum Shapasak Mishamu Maschil Hache in Lotakana. Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon who say that you're never allowed to repeat any avodos. So therefore, when you shecht another par, you shecht another sayer, you get new dama par and new dama sayer. You start from exactly where you left off. Well, by the shechitas ha'asham, it's ein lo takana. You're in trouble. You can't start from where you left off because you can't shecht another asham. There's you're not allowed to repeat the avoda of shechita. So you're in trouble. So as Rashi points out, he never says we view whatever happened previously as if it didn't exist, as if it didn't happen. So achinami chashivihi v'yefsha legomra ba'acher taksiv keves echad asham. It's specific in the pasuk that you can only have one animal as your asham. So if you're going to say that what we had previously done, the previous shechita was consequential, which is what Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon always hold, that whatever you have done previously does make a difference, it does count for something, well then you can't bring another carbon as your asham. It's keves echad, it can only be one animal, that's your asham. So you're in trouble, it's ein lo takana. There's nothing that you could do about it. So Tosus points out, Tosus on the top, he says, Tamar Riva, Maika Medami, Dekimidol Nishcha Deshmo, V'lo'ol L'baylam Klal L'shem Chova, Mashay Hacha Asham Echad Amrachmana. What do you mean, Asham Echad Amrachmana? Granted, what you have done previously is consequential, but over here, it was Shol Shmo, so it wasn't Kasher. So you can't call that a Karban Asham of Mitzora. It didn't work as a Karban Asham of Mitzora. Like, Chatas Echad Amrachmana. But previously, when we were talking about the Dam, so you had a real par, you had a real sire, and you were using the Dam, so good, the sprinkling, there's nothing wrong with that sprinkling. So that's why you pick up from where you left off. But over here, where you're, the whole thing was invalid. So Alkein Nirlo Kigirsas Rach, Asham Mitzorish Nishbach Domo, Kodem Matan Bahonos, Banul Machlok Ramey Rabbez Rabbi Shimon. Da Dami Leparsh Nishbach Domo, Kodem Gmar Matanosav. He says, no, the whole case must be a different case. We must not be talking about Nashim Shashach Lashlashmo. Take away that whole Girsa, says Tosos. What the real discussion over here is, an Asham Mitzoru whose blood spilled out before the Matan Bahonos. And that's the parallel to the case that we've been discussing. So Tosos has an entirely different read of our Gemara. Anyway, Maskvei Rav Chista Vaha Oso Ksiv, but it says Oso, and shouldn't that teach you, when it says Vehikrav Oso La Asham, it sounds that which was waved with the lug and not anything else. So even according to Rameir, it should be Ein Lo Takana. We wanted to say that according to Rameir, you're good, just shech the new carbon Asham, but it should still be no good even according to Rameir. So says the Gemara, Kasha, that's in fact difficult, Lechara, it should be no good even according to Rameir. Tanya Kavase Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brayso that supports Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. Again, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that connected an Asham Mitzora that shechted Shelo Lishmo to this machlokas between Rameir on the one hand, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Rav Chisda says, no, you can't connect it. Everyone would agree by the Asham that it's no good, by the Asham Mitzora that it's no good. So Tanya Kavase Rabbi Yochanan. Asham Mitzora Sheshachlu Shelo Lishmo O Shelo Nasan Midama Legabe Bahonos Hareza Olu Legabe Mizbeach Viton Sachim Vitzarch Asham Acher Lahakshiro. That if you have an Asham Mitzora Shechtu Shelo Lishmo, or you didn't do the Matan Dam on the Bahonos, so it's still a Kasher a Karban, it's all Legabe Mizbeach, it requires Nesachim, but you need another Asham for the Mitzora. In order for this Mitzora to become Tar, to be Machshir this Mitzora, he's going to need a replacement Asham. So there you see explicitly that there's a Tana that holds that you can bring a replacement Asham. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, that's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Whereas Rav Chisda disagreed. Rav Chisda said, no, there's nothing you could do even according to Rabbi Meir. So what's Rav Chisda going to do with that Braisa? So Rav Chisda Amalach, Rav Chisda will tell you, Might Sarich? Sarich ve'en lo takana. When it says sarich, that you need to bring another asham, it means, yeah, you would need to bring another asham. You only have one little problem. You can't. There's nothing you could do about it. So sometimes the word sarich means that you need to do it, but you can't do anything. It's sarich ve'en lo takana. V'tani tanat sarich ve'en lo takana? Really? Does the word sarich in Tanayim, when Tanayim use the word sarich, does it ever mean that? It means that you need to do something, but sorry, tough luck, you can't do it? Is that really something Tanayim, is that a language that Tanayim would use? So says Mar in, yes, absolutely. Vatanya, we have a brisa that supports that tsarich means tsarich vein lo takana. Brisa says as follows: Nazir mimorat. What if you have a nazir who's bald. Now, part of the people often think of the nazir, the big deal about the nazir is the growing of the hair. The real avod of the nazir is the shaving of it. He grows the hair because he has an isra of giluach while he's a nazir, but that's often not such a big deal. Astam naziris is lamed yom, so sometimes people are known to go 30 days without getting a haircut. It's not the end of the world. So the isra giluach is not so unusual. What's unusual is at the end of the naziris, where he has to do a giluach he has to take a razor and shave his head, which normally would be a nisr d'oraisa to do, but for the nazir, that's part of the avodah, that's part of what he has to do in order to become tar. What if he's completely bald? What if he doesn't have a single hair on his head? So then what? We still do the shaving of the head? Is there a way to do the shaving of the head? He doesn't have. So Beishamai omrim tzarech avaras tar. Beishamai says, we take a razor and we put it over his head. Doesn't hurt at all. He just move a razor over his head. Meaning, apparently it's not about shaving the hairs, it's about the mice of passing a razor over his head. So you do that, and that counts as well. Ubeisilul amrim, ein sarach avaras tar. Beisilul says he doesn't need to do that. Now, what does Beisilul mean when they say he doesn't need to do havaras tar? What does Beishamai mean when Beishamai says that he needs to do havaras tar, that he does need to shave his head? So Rabbi Avina explains, tsarich vein lo takana. It means that he needs to shave his head, and it is about shaving hair, and passing a tar al rosho is worthless. So meaning he needs havaras tar al sa'aro, and if he doesn't have hair, too bad. So then he can't get out of his nazirus. He's going to be a nazir forever. There's nothing he can do. But that's against Rabbi Pidas. That Beishamai and Rabbi Lazar really agree. That Beishamai had the Amran. Beishamai is the shita that we quoted of doing Havaras Tar. Rabbi Lazar, and the Rabbi Lazar shita is Ditnan, what we learned in the Mishnah. Ein lo boen yadu boen regel, ein lo tara olamis. What if you have a mitzora that doesn't have a thumb or a big toe? Part of the tara process of mitzora is to place the oil on his thumb and on his big toe. What if he doesn't have one? So ein lo tara olamis. So then he cannot ever become tar. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Lozer Omer, no sin al makomo v'yotzei. You just place it al makomo. You place it on the spot where his thumb or toe would be, and that's good enough for the tara process of the mitzvah. So that's what Beishamai is saying, that the Beishamai line up with Rabbi Lazar. The Beishamai say that when you don't have hair on your head, so you do you have havaras tar, not to say tzarech vein lo takana, but to say yesh lo takana with havaras tar. Rabbi Shimon Omer im nasan al shel smol yatsa. Rabbi Shimon says if he doesn't have a right thumb or a right toe, so then you put it on the left thumb or the left big toe, and that would be the way to handle the situation of the mitzvah who's missing those limbs, missing those fingers. So couple of points over here. Ein lo tara olamis is again, we have three shitos. What do you do if you have a mitzvah that's missing a thumb and a toe? Shita number one, tough luck. There's nothing you could do. Shita number two, Rabbi Lazar shita, is put it on the makom and where the thumb or toe would be, and sheet number three is put it on the left side instead of the right side. The Gemara in Sanhedrin explains a little more, gives a little more svar. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf mem hei beis, explains the svar that for the sheet of Ein Lotara, the shorish of the machlokas, the root of the machlokas over here, is that the Tanakama holds that you need to be mekayim the pasuk kiksavim, that the pasuk says v'nasan hakohen al tenuch ozen emetara yimanis v'albon yado hayimanis v'albon raglo yimanis. It says very specifically you need to put it on his ear and his thumb and his toe, so it's a hayimanis, and it says specifically the right one. And if you can't do that, then you can't do the process, then you just can't do it. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon hold that the lashon of the pasuk is not ma'akev, and therefore nesina somewhere else will also help. So Tosus writes that if nikta yado or raglo after he became tamei, before he became tahar, so if he was chaser bahonos, if he was chaser bahonos before the tumah l'kuli alma, he would be able to be matar by putting it on the makom or the bow and small. That's how Tosfos suggests why. So the Chazanish points out that according to the sheet of the Tanakama, putting it on somewhere else other than Krak Hidichsiv, other than exactly where the Pasuk says, is not going to work. So since it says Bo and Yad Yamin, it's Ma'akev even when it's Efshar. So therefore, according to that, even if it's Nikta Yado before the Tumah, he would not have any ability to be Mitar himself, because he's not able to be Mekayim the Lashon of the Pasuk. Meaning it sounds, based on the way the Gemara describes the Svara, that it shouldn't make a difference at what stage it was Nikta Yado. The bottom line is, this is the Tara process, and he's ineligible for the Tara process. Then we had Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, on the left, you're also Yotze. So the Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva, very interesting, that according to Rabbi Shimon, putting on the left ear it works even if the right ear is still there. Meaning this third cheetah is not only for somebody who's missing a limb. The third cheetah, that smolus, also works, would work even if he does have the right ear. Why? He says, it's not shaykh to be mechalik and say that dafka ain bo and yamin, then the small becomes chashuv ki yamin, the small becomes as chashuv as the right hand, like we find by tefillin, by an iter yad by tefillin, by a lefty by tefillin. Because the din of a lefty, that his left becomes his right, is dafka by the yad, where it's shaykh to say that since he does all of his activities with that hand, so that hand becomes the yad chashuva. But you're going to say by the ozen, by the regal yamin, the chashivus of the ozen and the regal yamin is not based on how you use it. The ishtamshus of the regal and the ozen is the same. And for a righty and a lefty, you use your right, by the leg. Maybe you could argue differently when jumping off if you're trying to. But for the ear, certainly, it's the way you use your right ear and the way you use your left ear is exactly the same for a righty and for a lefty. So the chashivus hayamin is a chashivus be'etzem. It's not a chashivus based on which one is your more powerful one. So the fact that Rabbi Shimon holds that Nesina b'smol helps is because he holds that the Lashon of the Pasuk is not ma'akev b'diavad. It's not because the fact that this guy is missing his right ear, so now his left becomes his right. It doesn't make sense for his left ear to become his right ear. His left ear is the same left ear it always was, even if he's missing his right ear. It's not like a hand. So he says it must be that Rabbi Shimon's shita is that it works regardless. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, what you do about netilas lulav, the person is missing a hand. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Taf Resh and Aleph in Sif Dalit that by netilas lulav, a person who doesn't have a hand is not the lulav bizro, so he takes it in his arm, the lulav in esrog. And the Magen Avraham explains, because we pass on like Rabbi Lazar by Mitzora, that no sinam lakoma b'yotze, that if you held like the Tanakama, that you're stuck, so then you'd be stuck by lulav also. No, he says we paskin no sinam lakoma b'yotze. So you know there's a skula that pregnant women bite off the pitma of the esrog. So that's the people who would deal with such things say that if her husband's esrog didn't have a pitim, she should bite off the makama pitim, bite off in that area based on this idea. Okay, fine. So says Gemara Vayta Tan Rabbanan. So we have a brisa as follows: V'lakach midama asham yachol b'kli. Says v'lakach midama asham. So you might think that the dama asham is caught only in a kli. Tamalomar v'nasan manasina ba'atzma shel koin aflakicha ba'atzma shel koin. Just like the nasina is done with the coin's body itself, so to the lakicha, the kabbalas adam is va'atzma shel koin. So yachol aflu mizbechin. So you might think the blood that you're catching from the asham mitzora that's going to go on the mizbech should also be caught by hand, directly by hand. Tamalomar ki kachatos ha'asham hu machatos tuna kli af asham ton kli. So that's why the pasuk compares it to a chatos. Well, a chatos you need to do kabbalas adam with a kli. So the asham also you need to do kabbalas adam with a kli. So nimtzei sata omer. So it turns out that asham mitzora shnei kohanim mekablam asdamo echad biyad v'yachad b'kli. That by the asham mitzora you have two kohanim being mekabel the dam of the asham mitzora, one biyad and one b'kli. Zeshe kibel b'kli bolo etzel mizbech. The one that was mekabel b'kli takes that dam and goes to the mizbech and applies that dam to the mizbech. The one that was mekabel biyad, the dam of the asher mitzorah biyad, takes that dam and goes to the mitzorah and applies it to the mitzorah. The Rambam in Mechushrei Kapara Perek Dalet Halacha Beis explains the seder of the kabbalah. He says the kohen is mekabel the dam in his right hand and then he pours it out into his left hand and then he puts his finger, his right finger, into the blood that's in his left hand, and he smears that on the tnuch ozen on the right earlobe of the mitzora, and the big and the thumb of the right thumb and the right big toe of the mitzora. So the Mikdash David raises the following chakira by Kabbalah biyado for matan bahonos. Is that a real din of Kabbalah Saddam, or is it just tam that it's a collection of blood, but you can't really call that a Kabbalah Saddam? In the Chiddush Rabbi Leimalin, he explains that the suffix is it's tali in the ikar din of bahonos. Is the avoda of placing the dam on the bahonos, is that the equivalent of a zrika? Is that like the avodas hazrika, in which case catching the blood in the first place in the hand is a Kabbalah, or is it not a zrika? It's just a separate thing, so you got to get the blood. Many nafkaminas. One nafkamina would be, what if the dam spills a la ritzpah? It spills on the floor before you put it on the bahonos. Can you just pick it up? So if it was a dinah, if you say that it has all of the dinim of Kabbalah, so it would have to be dafka me'apar, like Kabbalah's dam in the mizbeach. But if you hold that it doesn't have a din of Kabbalah, so then there would be no problem with picking it up from the ritzpah. Nafkamina also. So if you have to, does it have to be dafka betzafon like all other Kabbalahs? Or so if it's a din Kabbalah, yes, it would have to be dafka betzafon. If it's not a din Kabbalah, it wouldn't have to be betzafon. He also quotes another nafkamina between the two tzadim. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chafeim Bey says Hatzorim ozen apar v'achar kach kibel az damo. Puzzle that if the animal became a balmum even after shechita, but before Kabbalah Saddam, so it's puzzle. You can't do Kabbalah Saddam on an animal that's a balmum. So you've cut off the animal's ear before the Kabbalah Saddam. So what would the halacha be if you cut off the animal's ear after you're makabel the dam of the Asher Mitzorah in a kli, but before you did the Kabbalah Biyad? If the Kabbalah Biyad is a real Kabbalah, so then it's no good. Then it's puzzle because the animal's balmum. If it's not a real Kabbalah, then it's going to be kasher. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Tanan Hassam tomorrow. Right.